Aloha, my name is Reverend Cindy Paulus, and today I'm going to be talking about a subject that kind of goes to the heart of the matter and the heart of the spirit. It's about motivation and intent. And I'm going to be talking about how we are motivated to do what we do. Sometimes our motivation gets lost. We could be on this path for a very, very long time. And along the way, we kind of have to go back to that beginner's mind. Suzuki Roshi is a wonderful teacher, a wonderful Zen teacher. And he wrote a book called Beginner's Mind. And there's something really nice about remembering why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you meditating? Why are you looking inside? Why are you taking the time to do that? There usually are some superficial answers that we come prepared for. And sometimes they're just a cover-up for what our heart really wants to say. There's a part of our heart and soul that long to be connected, that always want to go back to the source. And it's there in all of us. And that source holds our very, very important seed of our true motivation, our true intent. At least for me, that's what I go inside to connect with always, the soul. And it's important to really go deep into this subject. And from motivation, really, it's beautiful if you can take it from motivation to understanding your intent. I've known many healers and many teachers over the time, and it's very interesting to me how the healers say, your intent is what makes up your healing. 90% of your intent as a healer is what can make a difference in healing. 90%. Our intent is really powerful. Stop and think about how you get through your day, what you're doing, how to get from one point to another point. And behind all of that is this direction, this inner compass, this part of us that has an intention. I believe, and I've spent time meditating and going into after states, and I really believe that in the afterworld, it works the same way. I believe we get from one point to another simply by having an intent to do it. Our intent cannot be disregarded. So those are the two things I want to go into today, is our intent and our motivation. So let's take a couple of deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, being at ease, being at peace, going deep within ourselves and deeper still within yourself to that place that is alive, that star thought seed, that part of you that is connected to your soul. So just be still, and experience that power of your soul's intent. What do you think your soul's intent, your greater purpose is? Are you aligned with that powerful intent within the soul? Do you know what your soul's intent is? Open your heart to receive the answer to this question. What is my soul's intent? What is my reason for being here? All light work focuses on intent. And many times we don't have a conscious, clear focus, but right now there's nothing stopping you from being able to be aligned with your real true intent, Sometimes we have a hidden fear, thinking we can't actually do what we want to do in life. We can't make the money we want to make in life if we do what we're supposed to be doing. But having a clear intent can take you where you wish to go. Let's go into that light right now together. Let's go into that light of our true intent. Find yourself bathed in that light. Feel that light wishing to connect with you, to align with you, to give you the strength, the purpose, to give you the motivation to make a difference, to be who you really are. Let's take a minute to just be who we really are. Be comfortable with knowing that you can be in that light of your pure soul's purpose right now. You can embody it. You can absorb it. You can understand it and recognize it. You can receive that message of who you really are and what your soul is here to accomplish. Start to feel that message coming to you. Usually it comes as a word, sometimes a vision. Allow that to come to you. Now allow it to be amplified into your conscious mind. And if you need to, write it down. Take a moment and remember that one start of following your purpose is open up the flood doors to allowing that soul that's always wishing to connect with you to connect and guide you to what your true purpose is here in life. And as you align now, know that you can do what you came here to do and that you have the power of your soul. You have the power of God. You have the power of the source of all creativity living within you. Breathe in that beauty of your intent and your soul's purpose. Take a moment to observe, is there any part of you that is putting up a doubt or a block? If so, send light to that thought, that block. Be aligned now with that true soul's purpose. I'm going to read a poem I wrote about the subject called The Wayfarer. With the understanding of the way of living, the life of the one who lives with the light is aware of the presence of God. Allow that presence to permeate you and to connect with you every day. If the intention is set to allow the reflection of your highest self to be seen and experienced through all levels of consciousness without judgment or fear, then you open up the door to the light of lights, and the information is received by the soul that relates to the direction of your true purpose and the clarity of your intention. The question of how to live in the light as a soul and live in the world as one who can bring that light with love all relates to why we are on the path we are on. The way you choose to journey and the way you relate to others on the path of life will determine how you can be of help and at the same time be free enough not to take on the burdens of those you help, but release any burden and let them go, free of the worries, so that the journey is full of light and love. Step lightly with love as you walk the way of life. Know that this power of your true intention is there always. You can go at any time into your soul's light and reinforce the power of your true intent. Hold that intent, let it lift you to find the truth of who you are, so that you may share your purpose with being, with love, and with light always. I'm going to close with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Avun de Boshmaya Ni Tikitash Shema Te Te Malkuta Nawe to save your Nakagana de Boshmaya Obara Howlan Lakma de Sunkanin Yamana Washwoklan Albain Ikanada Panyan Shwakindal Hayabain Ula Talan El Nisiona Ella Basan Min Bisha Metal de la Ki Malkuta U Haila Utish Bhakta La Alam Amin Amen. And translated, that says, Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Amama, Amama, Uanoa. Thank you for listening. Remember, you are here. You have a purpose. You're here for a reason. Live with the intent to fulfill your true life's purpose. Blessings always.